Creation demands destruction. Every time you release your sexual fluids, you're destroying a part of yourself to create an extension of yourself. For example, if you want to create a business, you have to destroy your time, attention, and energy in order to create the effect of the business. All creation demands some sort of sacrifice or destruction. This falls under the law of polarity in the universe. It's the same with your sexual fluids. Your sexual fluids, especially as a man, contains minerals, all the minerals in your body. It contains your vitality. It contains your DNA. It contains the blueprint of you, and it can create a whole new human being. You are literally playing with the power of creation if you are releasing your sexual fluids too much. Sexual fluids also extend beyond the physical plane. They contain astral forces because all physical creation is a mental creation. We live in a mental universe. Everything begins as a thought in the mind, then the thought takes the form and the body of imagination, which is an astral force. Imagination turns into etheric emotional energy. Then the etheric emotional energy turns into the physical action and the physical manifestation. We live in a mental universe. Therefore, these dimensions do not exist separately. They are permeating and mixing in with all. Your physical body has an astral body. Everything physical has astral forces behind it. Semen is known as the astral fluid of the soul. It feeds nerves, the channels of life force and consciousness within the body. And every time you release it, you're destroying a part of your vitality, your brain, your nerves, your energy levels, your creativity, and your DNA to create an extension of you. Therefore, it is a sacred fluid within your body and not something to be played with and to be released too much. Think about it. This is a very creative energy, your sexual fluids. It can create a whole new human being. This is how powerful it actually is. It is the power of creation, and the misuse of this power can destroy your own vitality and your life of your body. Because that life you are giving in order to create an extension or a child is the same life you could keep inside of you and not waste to recycle and regenerate the body. Sexual energy has been for thousands of years associated with regenerating the body, longevity of life, and maintaining youth. Not only that, every time you release your sexual energy, it floods the brain with dopamine. Dopamine is the brain's reward system created within the middle of the brain. It releases every time you've achieved something. However, sex or an orgasm is the most powerful feeling you can feel. It's the most amazing, intense feeling and release of dopamine you can possibly feel as a human. Therefore, if you flood your brain with this high amount of dopamine every single day, you are getting the epitome of human feelings every single day. Therefore, you will become numb to everything else in reality. You won't be able to enjoy the small things in life. And I know this firsthand because I experienced this myself. As soon as I stopped, this is when I started to enjoy the little things in life, seeing family, and I actually gained more energy, more ideas. We'll get into this a bit later. It is a creative energy. It creates a whole new human being. Therefore, if we maintain this energy, we can maintain our creative power within us because that's what we are. We are all creative beings, moving energy from higher dimensions of consciousness, the mind, into lower dimensions of consciousness, the physical world. You hold the power to create. You are not in a world. The world is working through you. You do not possess a life. Life is working through you. You are not in a universe. You are the universe. It's moving through you. There is no past, present, and future. The present moment is you. When we release every single day or frequently throughout the week, like I said, we're triggering the brain's reward system, dopamine, which makes you feel as if you have already achieved something. And if your brain is telling you you have already achieved something by overusing your sexual fluids, then you will not have the motivation to achieves other things in your life. I know this firsthand. I became very lazy. I didn't want to work. I didn't want to do anything because subconsciously my brain felt as if I've already achieved. If we look at the symbol of the Baphomet, we notice the Baphomet has horns and a goat head. Now we look at the word horny. When you become sexually aroused, it's known as horny, which is the horns, representing the lower mind. The lower mind is the mind we use for our animal instincts. We have two parts of our mind, a higher mind, which is contained of higher thought, which chases spiritual things such as love, wisdom, knowledge, and God. Then we have a lower mind, which chases the things of the material world closely associated with the ego, chases validation, material gain, status, and physical sensation, physical pleasures. It is these physical pleasures that can keep you in an endless loop, making you feeling empty inside, because nothing material can ever satisfy our internal world. Nothing. You can achieve millions of dollars. You can achieve your dream house, your dream car, your dream watch. And if that is the only thing you are chasing, you will feel empty inside when you achieve it, because nothing of this material plane can satisfy you. Nothing of the lower mind can ever satisfy you. This is why we must sacrifice the lower mind and overcome the lower mind and the lower instincts. One thing I found amazing when I mastered my sexual urges and my lust is that my mind became a lot more clear. The thoughts and the time and the attention that I used in my mind to go towards lust, sex, and chasing these things was taking up a lot of mental space, time, and energy. But as soon as I removed it and mastered it, my mind became an open vessel for higher thoughts to be received from the higher mind. The mind is like a radio antenna. Whatever we attune it with, that's what we receive. If we're constantly thinking about lust and low-level pleasures, we're going to just receive low-level thoughts. But once we remove all of the lower mind and we conquer our physical body and physical urges, our mind becomes an open channel for divine thoughts and spiritual thoughts. This is what most people call today as downloads. You receive wisdom from your higher self. Not only do you receive more wisdom, you just receive more power to create. The male and the female come together to create a child. That's how you were created. Now, the law of correspondence teaches as above, so below. It refers to everything in the universe. Therefore, in order for you to create a reality, to give birth to something, you have to bring together the masculine and the feminine. Your masculine forces are willpower and actions. Your feminine forces are emotions and imagination. When you combine the willpower, action, emotions, and imagination and combine them together, you can give birth to reality. But it's important to only give birth to things that are spiritual, that are good, that are for the benefit of yourself and humanity, and not for the ego and the lower mind. Killing our lower mind is essential for spiritual ascension when we die. The thoughts that we give the most attention and energy to when we die are pretty much the same thoughts that we're going to think when we die. When you die, your physical body and external world is stripped and you're left with your internal world of consciousness, more than likely be resonating within the lower astral plane before you move on to any higher dimensions of the astral. It's important that we kill any addictions such as sex, food, attachments, emotional attachments to people, any desire for material things before we physically die. The Hindus taught this, Buddhism taught this, the ancient Egyptians taught this. We have to remove the desires in our heart for material and things before we physically die, because when we die, we cannot fulfill physical pleasure. Therefore, we will create our own suffering within the astral dimension. So sex is the biggest part of this. We have to remove the desire for sex or releasing any of our sexual fluids before we physically die to master ourselves. And not only that, it's going to benefit the way you feel, the way you think, the way you act towards people once you have mastered this. Porn psychologically damages you. You are quite literally the person in the corner of a room watching two other people give pleasure to each other. Psychologically, that is not good. And what happens in darkness is always revealed in light. What you do in your alone times will show in your confidence, in your eye contact, in your presence, in your aura, your energy. You cannot hide things that you do in the dark. because they always reveal themselves in a subconscious way, whether physically or through an energetic spiritual way. Sex can be known as sacred energy exchange. You are exchanging energy, bioelectrical energy. It's a scientific fact that when you hold hands with another person, your brain waves of each individual become synced, your emotions sync, and you exchange electromagnetic energy because you are an electromagnetic being. But when you have sex with someone, you are literally exchanging emotional energy. Your aura is not just an electromagnetic field. It is literally a manifestation of your internal consciousness. Your consciousness contains your thoughts, your beliefs, your traumas, your emotional state. And this manifests externally through the vortex of your heart into an energy presence around your body. This is why you can feel sad when someone else is sad next to you, because their energy is merging with yours. When you have sex with someone, you are quite literally exchanging consciousness, beliefs, traumas, emotions, feelings, vibrations, and your consciousness merges with their consciousness. So be careful with just having casual sex. Now, I'm not here trying to say never release, never have sex with your partner. I'm not saying that. I'm saying take caution with these things. Take my teachings with a pinch of salt. If it benefits you, that's great. I'm not here to tell you how to live. I'm simply giving you my research and the things that have helped me in my life on my esoteric research, awakening, or spiritual path. I don't like calling it a spiritual path, because it's not spiritual. It's simply just life, the knowledge of consciousness and the self. So I hope this video helps. If you'd love to read this book, I'll leave a link in the description. This book I wrote myself, called The Book of Wisdom, Volume 2.